Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead.
Well, we are getting started in here, and I welcome all of you to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. And Marsha, I'm so glad you're back with us.
Good day.
How are you?
I'm great.
She brought our little coffee basket.
I did. I needed coffee. I have to drive down to Orange County after this, and so I'm...
Yeah, you're actually going to be checking out colleges, right?
Yeah, we've gone through this process with my two boys, which are seniors, and now my daughter's a junior, and we're doing it again. So she has different interests than they do. So
isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's really fun.
It is fun to have that we actually have choices.
I know.
That's what's really cool. So anyways, also, I am so excited. We have Christy in here from Parent Click, and welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. We got Matt on our board. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing good.
He's got sleepy eyes. Uh-oh.
I know. I've been up late a couple of days.
What have you been doing?
In a row. Just extra work.
Yeah, so. Me too. I was up. I want to do a little shout out to Sharon out there. I'm telling you, I was at work till probably, I don't know, 8:30, 9:30 last night. You know when you're starting to like work in your passion? I probably had about seven people at when your kids walked in, right?
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God. But I was, you know
we,
what?
I called her last minute.
But that's okay because, yeah, I love it. And I love what I do, but we actually did a makeover on Sharon last night, and it was so much fun. She came in with a little bit of regrowth and some blonde highlights, and she's got, you know, fairly dark hair. And we talked for a little bit, and I said, oh, my gosh, you know what? She looked a little washed out. We took her back to almost like her natural color, but with some warm in it. Oh, my God. She looked amazing.
It is just amazing what a change in your looks as far as, you know, an upgrade can do for your attitude, too.
I'm telling you, she looked, by the time we were done, she was revamped and I was, too.
Yeah.
And you know, it's cool because she's a healer. She's a hypnotist. She's got a lot of stuff. Talent. And it was so cool because my daughter Tiffany, who's my assistant, had to go into a sign language class that she was like really nervous about, and she had to take this huge exam, and she did some kind of centering on her while I was making her color. and so I'm like, okay,
wow.
It's all good here.
And
you know?
That really works because I took my son to a hypnotist for a while to get focused because he's not ADD. But he has a focus issue.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
It's
so
hard.
And it really helped him.
Well, let me tell you. So I got done and my daughter called me as we were coming home and she goes, where are you? And I go, I'm driving. And she goes, still? You know, it's like, what happened? One, I want to say thank you to my daughter because I can't believe how much she keeps me on target with, you know, at work.
That's great.
Because it's my passion. So I'd be there all night. My husband kept calling, honey, are you coming home?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
are you okay?
You
know, and even the other people at the salon were like, oh my God, you are like, you know, it's just weird. But anyways, I said, how did you go? And she goes, mom, the teacher told me I was the best in the class.
Oh.
And she got like the highest grade of her whole classroom. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so on. So I'm really excited.
I should have said hypnotist, hypnotherapist.
Yeah.
It is different.
Yeah,
but
she centered it, told her to go to her best. Anyways, we're going to have her on, and it was really exciting, but I'm really excited to have her in my life. And, you know, I always really think, like, all the right people show up, and it's so cool. And I'm all about really trusting where our lives are going, and that's what it's all about. Right. So anyways, I am so glad that you are here with us today. If anybody's just tuning in and going, who am I listening to? This is the Kim Pagano Show, and we're all about looking good, feeling good, and doing good. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny, we're going to be talking about women under construction, and I think that that is so cool, because I think we're all under construction.
I think so. Well, if you're not, you're moving backwards. So,
yeah. And I think, you know, it's funny. I was just talking to my friend Joan, and, you know, no one ever told us how it was going to be as we kind of started to progress in our age. And I think that that's, it's, you know, I don't know if we had any more warning, if we would do things differently, but it's really interesting to really peacefully and honor your body as you go through it. You know, she was saying that she went and saw Debbie Reynolds, who looks fabulous and who is so funny. And she said that for a luncheon that she had to be at 11 o'clock, she had to get up at 5 o'clock to get ready.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I totally get that now. It's harder. It is harder to get ready to, you know, we were on the river this weekend and at my son's truck race. And it was like, I used to be such an amazing multitask with four children and a couple businesses. And I'm like, okay, hold on. We're getting, you know, it's like I can't shift my gears that
quick. Yeah, I'm the opposite.
Really? So you're getting better?
Well, I can get more done in less time than I used to be able to.
See, wow. So there you go.
Yeah.
I have to have a clean slate, and then I can conquer it. Then I go to my next step, clean slate, conquer it, you know.
I think it's because I have less time, so I have to figure it out.
Yeah, but you used to be,
I mean, I've always gotten a lot done and different things done, but like as far as getting ready in the morning, I can get ready much faster than anybody else in my family.
Yeah, wow. This is true. And on time.
And, well, I can get on
That's
time.
What I'm That's, talking
yeah,
about.
Exactly.
Okay, but we won't go there right now. So, but
you're listening. It's time to get up.
Anyways, well, I am really excited. What we're going to do is, again, I want to introduce you to Christy from Parent Click. She is one of our partners here, and amazing website that all parents can, you know, log on to and find out everything in Ventura County as along with us. You know, I mean, that's what we do here is really give us great tips to live by to help our world be an easier and better place.
Well, and this is a fun time because summer is coming.
Yes.
Right. Which means what?
Which means we have our Camps and Summer Fun Guide going out today.
Woo!
Yeah, there you go.
And how do people get one?
All they need to do is go to our website, and they can go to the join for free, and they put in their email address, and they'll create a password, and then they'll automatically be receiving our weekly e-newsletters and our guides, and then in addition to that, with free membership, they become interactive with our site, so they can then post on our site. We have multiple, you know, forums and opportunities for them to interact with other families, and it's just a really... It's a really great thing.
Well, I'm really excited because what we're going to do is we're going to talk about, you know, everything that we can do out here, right, for camps and summer
Absolutely.
And all that. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take our first guest, and that is Carol. Is it Carol Holm?
Uh-huh.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Kim?
Great. And your book is Take the Lid Off. And, you know, so many of us, one out of two Americans, you say, are unhappy with their career, right? And they choose to get back on track. And so...
So it's unleash your unlimited potential. I need that.
I see. There you go. I mean, we all do because, you know, I really feel like if you are doing what you love, then it's not work.
That is the key. Well, it's one of the keys, one of the many keys, but it's an important one.
Right.
It drains energy when you're doing things that you don't enjoy, but when you're doing something you love, you actually end up with more energy when you're through, and time just flies.
And how did you come to write this book?
You know, I used to speak all over the world about the power of the mind, and I just enjoyed sharing the concept with people and seeing their eyes light up. And so I took the concepts that I always used, you know, in my talks and put it in a book. But it took me 10 years. I'm a financial consultant, so that's my career. And frankly, the book has nothing to do with finances.
Isn't that funny how that works? You know, I want to back up a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are?
Yes. Well, I started with New York Life 35 years ago, and in 99 I was actually out of 10,000 agents, their top agent in sales. And I did it by just, over the years I had studied the laws of success, and then I would experiment on myself to see if it really worked. And when it worked, I'd, you know, make a note of that. And that's what I did in my talks. I would teach people about it. So in 99, I decided to put everything I'd ever learned about the mind, and I did one big experiment to see if I could lead the company in sales, and I did. So that, you know, made me even a more in-demand speaker. And the concepts work. You know, if you picture a computer and how powerful it is, it really doesn't do you any good unless you know how to navigate and use it. And our mind is so powerful if we just know how to go in and use it.
I like the way you have organized this book. At the beginning of each chapter, you have a title, and then you have a quote from somebody on the title. I'll just read one of them. Chapter 3 is Your Individual Genius. A winner is someone who recognizes his God-given talents, works his tail off to develop them into skills, and uses these skills to accomplish his goals. That's by Larry Bird. I totally agree with this.
You know, a lot of times we think the mind is so powerful that we just, you know, tap into it and we don't have to work. And no, it takes the combination of understanding it, tapping into it, and then working your tail off.
Yeah, exactly.
You talk a lot about dream list. And what is your dream list? I mean, I know what my dream list is, but I think that's a lot of people, because you have to really be clear on what you want, or you're going to, you know, kind of send out mixed messages to the universe, correct?
Exactly, yeah. Not only, there's two things. It's sending a mixed message to the universe, but also to your mind. Your mind, your unconscious mind, is actually a sophisticated goal-seeking device, and it's designed to help you accomplish your goals. And if you're not really clear about what that goal is, then it just kind of waffles around. It doesn't know how to, you know, tap into the target. So knowing exactly what you want out of life is key. But also, you know, the main theme of the book is to take the lid off. So on your dream list, you put things on there that, you know, really seem out of reach. Like, you know, I had on my list for a long time that I was New York Life's top agent. And, boy, when I put that on there, that was hard to comprehend. So make your dream list unrealistic, you know?
Really, yeah, I remember. I don't remember who it was. Somebody very famous said, the problem with dreaming is that you don't dream too, you dream too small. You need to dream larger, because you can never accomplish anything unless your dream is bigger than your reality.
Oh, so you really, when you need to dream, you, like you just said, were you already the top salesperson, or you were dreaming that and then you matched it?
I was dreaming it, you know, like for 10 years.
Ah.
And the trick to the dream list, you word things as if they've already happened.
Yes, uh-huh. That is very true.
So it's like, you want your mind to think you've already done it.
So for some people, to say a dream list is probably too ethereal. Maybe a goal list would be more practical for some people.
Well, I do a combination of both. I have my dream list that I just, you know, I let it in. I let it kind of work on my self-image. That's a whole nother topic, because your self-image determines whether you'll reach your goals or not.
So let's talk a little bit about that. And you know what? I want to give out our phone number here. If any of my listeners are, this is something like, oh my God, I'm right there, I need this help, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. I always welcome your calls and your questions. And of course, right now, we do have tickets that, you know, we are giving away to Taylor Dane over at the Thousand Oaks Civic Center, Civic Arts Center. And that's for this Saturday night. And then also on Monday night, I've got all my friends, and I hope all of you out there are going to join us for Women Fully Clothed, and that is at 7:30 at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Center out there. So I would love you to get tickets. I want to remind you that if you go and buy tickets, mention Kim to get 20% off. So it's just a huge saving, so I recommend that. Anyways, again, our image. Our image is so important, and I'm a hair therapist, and I really believe that when you look good, you feel good, and then you can do good. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's absolutely true. Your appearance is one thing that you have control over. I mean, not your total looks, but how you work at it. And you're exactly right. Part of having confidence is feeling good about how you look.
Yeah, I mean, they used to require you, well, in business, they used to require you to wear suits and and stuff. And there is a big cut in theory in what clothing does for you. But I still think you perform better. My kids go to a school that has uniforms.
Uh-huh.
And the days that they don't have to wear uniforms, it's like helter-skelter. I mean, they right. just are all over the place. But when they wear a uniform to school, they are much more focused. I don't know what that is about, but it just works.
Well, it's just part of your mind.
It is. It's kind of like a clean desk.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, you can focus on other things when you're not worried about,
Yeah, and they must have already done the science that, it kind of goes along with it. You're put together. You're
right.
not, I don't know. But it is, I think it's something that definitely is true. So so when you are working with somebody, do you work with people?
Well, I do. I'm a financial consultant, so that's my career.
But as far as making their dream list and their, putting their look together, is that something you do or no?
No, I don't work on putting the look together.
Okay, so then you can send them over to me, right?
You can. That's your job.
There you go.
Picture, you're gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
mine, I'm always encouraging people to put their dream list together and to stretch. Put it down and then stretch. If you look at your dream list and you can say, yeah, I can do that, then you didn't dream high enough, big enough.
Okay. I like this chapter, too. It's your power to choose. To live is to choose, but to choose well. You must know who you are, what you stand for, where you want to go, and why you want to get there. By Kofi Annan. I don't know how to pronounce that name, but I totally agree with that. You need to know where you're going to get there. Otherwise, you're just flailing.
Or you're just aimlessly, going through life. And that is a definite thing. You do have to, like you said, either have a dream list or a goal list, because when life throws you curveballs,
well,
talk to us about that. Well, yeah. I mean, but life happens. I mean, that's the one thing that we know about, and not everything is planned. And so how do you make sure that you can keep on your dream list when life throws you those? What's your thought on that?
Well, as you said, it will always throw you curves. And it'll throw you off for a while. It just does, if it's a really bad curve. But then get right back on track and look at your dream list. Always focus on your dreams.
And how often should you reevaluate your list? Because I know as I've gone through my life, sometimes my dream list changes. And that's a choice. I mean, as long as you're making the choice to change your list.
I do it two different ways. Once I accomplish something, I take that off and I add a new one. So I always keep it at 10. At 10's a good number. It stretches you, but you don't have so many, you're confused. So 10's a really good number.
That's a good.
But I have actually taken things off my list. Because, for instance, I always had on there, I own my own beautiful office building. And then I thought, I don't want the hassle of that.
Yeah.
But guess what? I mean, I took it off the list. Today, I own my own beautiful office building.
That's funny.
It's a little bit scary.
It must have still been in your mind somewhere.
Oh, it seems to happen. When you put them on the list, honestly, I mean, I've got new things on my list. But, I spoke at the main platform, on the main platform at the Million Dollar Roundtable, to 7,000 people, and that was on my list. So it's everything I've ever put on my list happens.
That's
it's almost
and I it, well it's no it's great. You know what, another thing is really interesting, have you ever thought about somebody and then they call you?
Oh, all the time.
That I mean it's Absolutely. So it is amazing how much your mind is in control.
I think energy, right. you create energy, and
then that one is the law of attraction.
The law of attraction,
yeah. The waves go out, and the law of attraction is very, very real. I think some people take that law, they get a little confused, and they maybe take it off in tangents that I think are maybe a little too far, but it's a very real law. You do attract.
So once you make your list, then what do you do with it, or how often do you check it?
You read it every morning and every night.
You read it every morning and every night. Okay.
Read it every morning and every night. And pretty soon it'll start to register in your mind. Your self-image has to catch up to the goal. You will never reach a goal that is not consistent with your self-image.
Ooh, it's so important.
As you're reading the list, you'll realize that, if I want to do this, then I need to start doing this. So you'll start developing the habits you need, developing the skills, developing your genius, and you'll start doing the things you'll need to do to accomplish those things. Because frankly, your dream list almost nags. It in a way, a little like writing this book was on my dream list, and it's like, okay, it took me 10 years, but boy, I wasn't about to give it up because my brain was nagging me to do it.
This is very similar. Losing weight is the same way. You cannot accomplish it unless you can think of what you're going to look like when you've lost the weight. You have to see it.
Consider yourself done.
Put a picture up, mm-hmm. put it whatever, and then mm-hmm. look at it and figure out how you can get to that goal, whether it's a number, a size, a feeling, a healthy thought, whatever it is.
Do you use, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia. I'm here with Christy. We got Matt on our board, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. I love your calls if you have a question. But we're talking right now with Carol Holm. She is an expert advice on really getting our careers back on track and unleashing your unlimited potential. So my question is once you – I lost my train of thought there. That was good.
So how would people get a hold of your book? It's called Take the Lid Off.
At Amazon.com. We do have a website. and so you can go on to TakeTheLidOffBook.com. We're also on Facebook. And, the book hasn't been out very long, so we're working on articles. We're writing for magazines, and some of those articles will start to appear on our website. Sorry.
So now you also have another book, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. Have you bought the ticket?
Uh-huh. That one is sold through the Million Dollar Roundtable. That's really a little more inclined for the financial services industry.
Uh-huh.
But it's a neat concept that if you really want to do something, you've got to buy the ticket. Buy the ticket, then your mind locks into the goal, and it's that moment you buy the ticket that you can just count it a done deal.
So you committed,
uh-huh.
is what you're saying.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, and I really think that is probably the problem is so many of us don't really make that commitment. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be the first one to say that. Sometimes I show up every single day. I'm very committed, but I didn't make a commitment. And I think that once you make that commitment, you are there. You can follow your dreams. You can have anything that you want. And so I love your book. I can't wait to read all the way through it.
Kim.
Yeah, and I would love to have you back and talk furthermore. So if you could leave us with a couple thoughts for my listeners on if they're stuck and they want to make that change to really get their dreams in line with their life, what would you tell them?
We're actually writing an article on being in a slump. And there's a key to being in a slump. A slump is always caused by a drop in self-confidence, and we all create an energy level. And what you want is a very positive, high energy level because opportunity flows to people that are like that. And when your confidence drops, this energy level drops, and pretty soon that law of attraction isn't working as well. People aren't responding as well. So how do you get out of a slump? Or if you just have never really taken off in life, how do you do that? And you've got to work at getting your confidence back or getting it, period. And there's some things you have control over, and this will surprise you. One of the few things you have complete control over is how you treat your body. If you start treating your body good, your confidence level will start to rise.
I agree with that.
Isn't that amazing?
You know what? Oh, you just give me chills. I love when that. Because you're right. If we don't honor our own transportation, This is the person and the body that's taken us through this journey. And if we don't eat right, we don't exercise right, we don't do all those things, and we take care of everybody else, because that's what a lot of us mothers and fathers, I'm going to give you guys out there, is we take care of everybody else. You have to take care of yourself first. Again, it's kind of like putting that oxygen on yourself and filling your own cup. And then you can fill everybody else's. Right.
And this is not a hard book to read, and it's not a long book. It's only 130 pages or something. And at the end of the book, there is a synopsis of your strategies. And I think it's a really well-written book for somebody who needs just
a lift.
The next step.
There you go. Well, you know what, Carol? I would love to have you back, and I would love to read your column, so maybe we could put it on my website.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, great.
I'll have Joanne get a hold of you, and we'll do that. So I would love to visit with you again, Kim.
All right, you got it. I love it. I love where this is going. Again, Carol Holmes' book, Take the Lid Off, Unleashing Your Unlimited Potential. So, so effective. So with that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break from all my sponsors right now, and I want to thank all of them because my show would not be possible without them. So, all right.
Hey. Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way with us here on The Kim Pagano Show. And I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia.
Hello.
And I've got Christy here. We've got Matt on our board, and we just got fed some amazing coffee.
I'm awake. I know. Oh, I know your trick. I'm bringing it every morning from now on. I love it. So, no, you know what? And I love your little cups. It's you know, there's just stuff in your life that makes a difference. And
it does. A real cup makes a huge difference.
You know what? You're the one who really taught me that. I'm telling you, she doesn't like to drink out of plastic cups. She's like, no, no, I want. She's looking through my cupboards.
I will.
You know?
Don't no, say I know. Won't drink. Well, no, I will drink out of plastic or styrofoam or whatever, but I'd rather have it out of a real
cup. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not make really good choices
in
your life?
It's like, why not a plastic, please?
You know, this, I just want to thank you for being my friend. No,
oh,
I'm serious. You make a difference in my life. And that, you know, you want to surround yourself with friends that make a difference in your life, that enhance your life.
That's right.
I want to really talk to everybody out there that it's so important when you meet somebody that brings you a lift. That's what it's all about.
You know what made a huge change in my life is when I finally realized I did not have to be friends with everyone, mm-hmm. that I just needed to be really good friends with the friends I cared about.
So true.
And everybody else is an acquaintance, and that's okay. Acquaintances are great too, but you don't have to be best friends with everybody. And because if you try to be best friends with everyone, then you're best friends with no one. You know, you're not good friends with anyone.
I love to surround myself with people who make me want to be a better person.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Remember we were talking about that and we're kind of leading into this because I think that we are examples for our children.
We are. Right.
And, you know, in my kids, it's funny because we went away this last weekend and, you know, you're in the moment. You don't realize what's kind of happening. You're just kind of going through it. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, the kids are like, Mom, we really have a cool family.
You know what? And that's awesome. I was going to say that to you, too. I have to thank you for – there's two things that you do for me all every day. You push me forward, which I get stuck in the minutia sometimes. So you push me forward.
Wait, did you say – what is that word again?
Minutia.
Okay.
Which is like the small little details.
Yeah, things. Okay.
Okay. But you push me forward, and you enjoy your family as much as I enjoy my family.
I love my family.
And it's really nice to be around other people that enjoy their family. I mean, I had never have as much fun with anyone as I do with my family on a trip.
I know. I'm telling you, we had... Do you want to know what was really funny about our trip? Do you know what was the most important thing?
What?
You're going to laugh. I mean, I'm sure being all together, right? Was the food. It was the craziest thing. They were like, Mom, we just have to have good food. I'm like, seriously?
That's an age thing. They've gotten bigger.
Yes.
How old are your kids?
6 and 9.
Oh, mm-hmm. It gets better.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because people used to say, as your kids get into teenage years, oh, they're teenagers. I have enjoyed every stage my kids have been in. And I honestly can say that I love who they've become as adults. And because I think I've enjoyed every stage, instead of dreading it, I find things, and of course, you know, not everything is perfect all the time, but I find things to really enjoy about each individual person. And I think that's probably
the key. Yesterday, did you go to the movies with Mackenzie?
Actually, we didn't go to the movies. We had other things we ended up doing.
Okay.
Because the movie didn't start till 4, and we had, anyway.
Yeah. So, you
but
know
we went the night before.
Yeah. And it is important. You know, what you're going to realize when your kids get older is right then they're looking up to you. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, your kids start teaching you things about them and about yourself. And all of a sudden, the tables start to turn, almost like with our parents,
right.
You know? And it's not because there's been, you know, this last situation, this last weekend, we had some family things going on. And my parents separately both said, I love who you are, and I thank you for being in our family. You know, when your parents start to
right.
say
that's
that,
wonderful.
You know, and that's what life's all about, is really taking care of your family, taking care of yourself, and being the best human being you can on this journey.
And you know what I was going to add? I saw one of your friends yesterday, Betty from Balanced Parenting.
I love Betty.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I love Betty, too. She's
thoroughly
great.
Enjoyed the time that I had with her. And, you know, being that my kids are 6 and 9, of course, I have a million questions. Not that you don't at every
yes.
stage. But she was so helpful. She offered so many, you know, just tips and tools for...
Because that is her passion.
I
she
know,
is a parent
amazing.
Coach. Yes. Oh, where'd you see her at?
In her office.
Oh,
yeah.
Very? Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
So I was just
it.
Thinking, I don't know why, on the way here, I always try to think of things we can talk about, but I was thinking, what would I have done differently as a parent?
Okay, interesting.
You know, growing, because my kids are now almost on the out, you know, I would buy them less.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there you go.
Because
you
they
know
don't
what?
Need as much as you think they need. Mm-hmm. And all the little stuff just becomes, you know, I don't know what.
Stuff.
I would buy them less, and I would teach them how to do stuff in the house more. Mm-hmm. Because I can honestly say I did too much for my kids.
I think I'm right there with you. Absolutely. In both categories. And you know what? Because we're taught to give our kids better than what we were given or easier. Yeah. And it's wrong. At least
And you see things and you go, oh, my kid, so-and-so would just love that. Yes, they would love that. But, and when I say that, I didn't overgive things to my kids. I really did not overgive them. Mm-hmm. But even the stuff I did give them, I think I would do less.
Yeah,
because it's just stuff, and then when you're throwing it out 2 years later, mm-hmm. because it's just stuff in their closet, you realize, oh, I could have, I don't know, give that money to charity.
Well, right. Yeah, but you just have to really be mindful when you're raising your children.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the things that my husband and I are really trying to, you know, work with our kids on is, you know, chores. They have chores so that they're contributing to the
household.
Let
me tell you.
That's important.
Even at 6 and 9, they have chores.
That's important.
I mean, and they're age appropriate. And then, you know, too, they get their allowance every other week, just like mom and dad get a paycheck every other week. And it's funny because sometimes my daughter, who's so sassy, she'll ask for her allowance early. And I'll say, well, now if I call my boss and I ask my boss, can I get paid now instead of next week? You know, what do you think my boss will say? No, you know, this is how it works. You do your chores.
That's good life skills right there. That's,
you know,
very
and
good.
I started, and this was very good, and it's been good for my kids. I started giving them an allowance, and that's all I give them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I probably started that at about 12. I don't give them extra money.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want something or want to do something, they've got to save for it. Because otherwise they don't know what earning
value
and, you know,
is. Yeah.
That said, my daughter saves everything. She is richer than me. I am. I mean, she will end up a millionaire because she does not spend money very well, much. And then my son, John, he saves a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alec buys things for everybody. So, you know, you have the three different kids. He's a giver, but to a fault. And then he doesn't have what he needs because he's like, oh, I took so-and-so. You know, he has a girlfriend and took her out. He's always trying to think of, he doesn't think of expensive things, but he thinks of very meaningful things to do. So,
that's
awesome. It's kind of funny, but you know, as your kids become adults, I guess the goal is to like them.
Yeah. Well,
like
and you know what? I mean, and what's really cool is, you know, again, you have three, I have four, is to really value each one's differences.
Right, exactly.
Because
their individuality.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they are all different, and you can't assume that the one's going to feel the same way or not.
Right.
So, you know what, I'm not sure, should we take our next guest or should we continue? Can you give us some tips on
summer
camps then? And because that's what's coming out in your newsletter,
right?
That
is one thing I always did for my kids, to send them to a camp that they really, something meaningful for them, and they loved it. So what?
Well, you know, it's so interesting that you say that, because one of the things that myself and our other editors do is we contribute to our own chatter forum and sort of our own stories and things we have going on in our lives with our kids. And with this theme of, you know, camps and summer fun, each of us has been kind of reflecting on our own experiences. And like you, I really have to look at the individuality of each of them, their own interests. But then, you know, I kind of have my own goals for them, in that I want to keep them active.
Right.
Not just physically, but I want to keep their mind active.
Right.
But, you know, I want to say something. Sometimes we can keep them too busy.
Right.
Right.
And a lot of parents in this 24/7 world now, sometimes it's fun for them to just, remember when we were young, we used to just go out and play out in the front yard or kick a ball around.
And it's interesting because in part of my story that I shared, it's on our website, is, you know, I could keep them, you know, in the house or in our immediate neighborhood. I could go and put them in a camp. You know, typically what we've done is we've sent them to, you know, a day camp, you know, pretty much all summer. This year's the first year. We're changing it up.
Okay.
We're going to do, you know, a couple of weeks at an academic camp, take a break, spend a couple of weeks near the house, do a couple of weeks at an activity camp. My kids will also go to VBS, Vacation Bible School. There's so many different things that we're going to have them do, but we're going to break it up so that we have the breaks, you know, the individual.
And I think that's so important. But you know what I want to stress to parents, because now our kids are a little bit older, is mm-hmm. take that time to be with them.
Right.
You know, so many people take that time as, oh, school's out, now I got to send them away, or I got to keep them busy. Is sometimes, you know what, really, those stay at home, what do they call them, stay vacations?
Staycations.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, and I do think that's important, but not everybody has that time.
No.
I mean, some people have to work.
Absolutely.
And they have to find something for their kids. And I can honestly say my mom was a stay-at-home mom. But remember, I don't know about you because you're a little younger than us, but our schools paid for great summer schools.
Oh, my God.
And they were half-day summer schools. And I've learned, and I'm a very creative person. I do a lot of different kinds of art. But I learned a lot of those art techniques in these schools. And I think it's so sad for our kids. They don't have that opportunity. You have to go find the opportunity.
Right. I remember going to Cottontail Ranch, okay? I don't even know if it's still there, but in Malibu, okay? Oh, my God. I mean, I have to tell you, at first, I was like, oh, don't leave me here, you know? But afterwards, mm-hmm. oh, my God, those are some of my life friends that I the
and
memories.
And my kids go to a church camp every summer and have for 10 years. And now this year, they're going to be counselors at that camp.
Oh, that's
so
great.
And they have made friends. They literally all over California that they get together with every year, not only at the camp, but we see these kids. And it's really exciting to see all these kids going off to school that all went to different high schools, all live in different areas.
Right.
Because of Facebook and texting and everything, they can still keep in contact
with
them.
Yeah, it's so easy.
It's really great.
And, you know, we have on our website counselor and training programs. And I know that there's one organization, CAT Summer Camps. And it's by Gypsy Productions, or, you know, you hear about Fairy Tales in the Park, same organization. So with CAT Summer Camps, they're offering a counselor and training program.
Oh,
I believe
great.
It's age 13 to 15, I believe.
Oh, because I would love my younger son to do that. He loves kids.
That's great on your college resume,
and
too.
It's a great confidence booster
for
those, you know, those teens that age. I mean, it really makes
them
feel
I'm gonna
so
look
good
into
about
that.
Themselves.
That's a great
that
idea.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited. Give out your website so everybody can be a part of that.
So we are www.ventura-ca.parentclick.com, or you can go to parentclick.com and then choose Ventura County. We cover the entire county, and as you know, we're an online resource. We provide complete directory. We have over 1,800 organizations that are family-friendly in Ventura County listed in our directory. We have an event calendar that updates daily, a chatter forum where families can share. You can also read, you know, tips and articles from local pediatricians and pediatric dentists. We have, even for our members, we have a classified section. I mean, we have so many different things going on just to bring our community together, our families together, and we cover the whole county, like I said.
You know, and I'm so glad to be a part of this because really, you know, I do want to express myself as mm-hmm. a mom of four. You know, I've been through the life school here.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, I do want to say, try to make your kids part of this process because mm-hmm. part of them going to camp and having a successful camp is if their choice has been
absolutely.
Respected.
Great point.
Maybe give them two or three choices of things they want to do. And mm-hmm. then let them choose.
And you know what? We have hundreds of programs going on over the summer. So there are a multitude of choices. So, you know, get online and, you know, like you say, bring your kids over and, you know, take a look at all of the different options and make the, you know, the best decision.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, we do have our next guest on, and Tiffany. And it's funny because I do have a Tiffany, but she spells her name different than this. But she is the author of Women Under Construction. Building a house is a process, and so is building your life. And I really, I resonate with this because my husband's always going, wait, I thought you were okay the other way. No, mm-hmm. but I'm always trying to change it up and make it better and better and better. And I think that's really our life. If we can kind of check in with ourselves and then start to reflect on where we're going, make sure we're always going down that right road. Because if you ever feel like your life, you're down the road and it's not working the way it is, have enough courage to kind of check in with yourself and say, no, I need to go a different way. So welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you. How are you, Kim?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, it says here, can women compete in a man's world? And, you know, so many of us women are out there working, and actually we've kind of like tipped the scales a little bit here. How is that? Talk to us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I'm a general contractor, state certified.
So am I. Okay, that's great. I'm a hairstylist slash contractor. I love it. Okay.
Yes, yes, and I, you know, and it's been a challenging field, but it's been an exciting one too, because there aren't that many women in the construction field that are certified as a licensed general contractor. But I also have an architectural engineering background from the University of Miami, so I've built houses in Miami-Dade and Broward counties.
And that, I know you're smart, because architecture is one of the hardest majors in school.
Wow.
Well, you know, I've always loved math. So math and science have always been my top subjects in school. So, you know, because they're challenging, exciting, it's always something different going on with the two. But also with building houses, I love that, because I get to meet new families, single moms, even built a house for a single dad.
Hey, and you know, there are so many times, this is Marcia, by the way, there are so many times that in my house I thought this was built by a man.
Oh.
Because it was just the things that they prioritized were silly.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've often thought that about cars, too. They have no room for a purse, okay? You know,
I mean, I don't have a huge house, but I have a big house, and my laundry room was literally a hall,
on the
which was ridiculous.
Yeah. So it is interesting.
Well, you know, speaking about having a place for a purse, it was interesting because I actually read on one of the magazines that one of the women in a male-dominated field, other than construction, you have Mary Barra, who made history in developing new cars and trucks with General Motors.
Oh, wow.
So she's the first woman to lead the development for General Motors. So I thought that was an interesting concept, talking about purses and cars.
You know, now, so you have your own construction company, like we do.
Yes.
Okay, and so, but you, do you actually get out there with the, do you have men working for you, or do you have women working for you?
Well, believe it or not, mostly men, and it's because it's a male-dominated field. There are women that are in the construction field, but I actually work with mostly subcontractors who are men in the field, and what was challenging is being the only woman who's actually in charge of the project. And they, you know, they have to respond to me, not just being a woman, but being a young woman in the construction industry, because many of the men that are there, that are working in the field, have been there for years. I mean, they're much older than I am, and they look at me coming on the job site, you know, what can you teach me about construction? Or, you know, here I am walking, you know, on the job, but I keep my femininity. I'm not, you know, cursing or, you know, trying to be one of the boys, you know.
Right.
I'm
so
coming out there, you know, to do my job and to work. And, you know, what I found one of the most important things is that, you know, men respect you when you do know your business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's important.
Now, are you married?
Yes, I'm married. I have a beautiful daughter.
Okay.
She's 14 months.
Okay.
So, yeah, and two stepdaughters, too.
So what does your husband do?
Well, he's a city manager.
Okay.
City manager, yes, he is. And he used to, he was a police chief also. But now he's the city manager, yes. So he's been with the police department for
so
a long time.
So what would people get from your book? Let's talk about your book.
Well,
Women Under construction.
Yes, Building a House, the Process, and so is Building a Life. So it's not about construction. It's about women under construction learning to build their lives. Now, we're probably saying, well, my life is already built. I'm grown. Now what? Well, we're looking at being able to build your life in aspects of marriage, your personal life, spirituality, all aspects of our lives, because we're constantly multitasking, being a mom, being a wife, you know, owning your own company or working for someone, being in executive roles. We're constantly busy, and it's important that we put our lives back in perspective. Sometimes we lose ourselves.
So you have five steps to reprogramming your self-image. Can you give us a couple of those?
Sure. One of the steps would be definitely serving your life. Just like in construction, before I can build a house, I have to survey the property to make sure that the house can be built on the land. Well, the same thing comes with our lives. When we're, you know, going into a new venture as far as a job, we need to survey the job market. We don't just go out and
start it.
A resume.
Like me,
exactly.
Jump in.
I know that's what you're thinking, right?
No, I was thinking more like me, because I'm thinking about starting a business, and I have been out surveying.
You have. You really have been.
You
have
to. Right, and it's important, and, you know, and I relate that to construction, also getting into a relationship and starting a new relationship. You know, oftentimes we don't survey the man that we're dating.
You know that's, that's funny.
Wow.
Yes.
That's very good.
Very important. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I joke around about it because I remember when I was dating my husband, he one of the questions he asked was, how much debt do you have?
Yeah.
But that is really a good question, because are you going to go down with him or are you going to grow with him?
Right.
And people don't realize that.
It's a true statement, and I express that when I do public speaking, that, you know, it's important. Why not? Why are we not serving our relationships, serving the different aspects of our lives?
So I hope you asked him back. Did you ask him? Yeah.
Actually, I did.
Yeah. And then it was
a strange question, you know? No one would expect that, you know?
But it's really a valid question. I mean, really, if you're going to go in, you know, for other terms, be in bed with somebody, right? I mean, with your life, you want to make sure that they have the same values and morals as you do. And so many people don't look at that. And then they end up why their relationship didn't succeed. You know, I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now. One, if you've missed any part of our show, you can hear it. In fact, is it going to be on since today's Thursday? I don't know if it's either 11 or 1, because I know they've got a couple other shows going on. But you have to check. And also, you can always hear all my shows on my website at KimPaganoShow.com. But we're talking to Tiffany Tucker right now, and her book is Women Under Construction. Building a house is a process, and so is building your life. And we're talking about the 5 steps to reprogramming your self-image. So the first one is survey your life. What is the second one?
The foundation. The foundation of a house is important.
Yeah.
When I'm building a house, you have to have a solid foundation. And with the foundation, you come, you know, making sure that whatever your belief system is, whatever your faith is, that it's strong. Because anything built on top of that foundation, if it's not a solid foundation, it's going to crumble. It's going to come down. So no matter what walls you put on top, the roof connecting, everything else is going to tumble down in your life if you don't have a strong foundation.
I agree.
That's important. Yes, it is. It's very important, and people don't realize that.
Right.
So we're building our lives, you know, haphazardly. I mean, we go out, we do things without thinking, without having, you know, a purpose in mind.
It's like building on sand. Eventually, it all crumbles.
That's a good way
to put
it.
Great point. Right. So, what is number 3?
Well, number 3 is now your walls. We're talking about having a positive attitude. There are different walls. Positive attitude is one of them. Now, that sounds very generic, but believe it or not, many, many women are in a negative state of mind.
Mm.
You know, we don't look at the glass always half full. It's always half empty. And one of the walls of positive, having a positive attitude also comes perseverance. That's the next one, perseverance. Perseverance is important because even in my line of work, being in a male-dominated field of construction, you know, I had to go in there with a positive attitude and know that I could persevere.
Right.
You know, we talk about sometimes about this glass ceiling that supposedly still exists. Well, I had to persevere, and I always say, well, if it does exist, I smashed it.
Yeah.
Coming into this field, I smashed it.
Right.
So, I persevered. I didn't stop when the banks told me no. You know, the banks kept shutting the doors in my face when I was looking to get a construction loan. But, you know, thank God for investors, you know, that were overhearing a conversation I was having in a restaurant. They were interested in what I was doing and had gone ahead and invested in the business.
Wow. So other people believed in you. And that's really, you know, because people are going to knock you down with whatever your dreams are, but you have to get past and believe in yourself. And then when you believe in yourself, other people believe in you.
Surround yourself with people who believe in you.
That is, great thing.
Yeah, and so, you have to.
Tiffany,
you
what is number 5?
Patience.
Is that what you said?
Patience is important because, you know, we live in a fast-paced society, as we all know. And I've noticed even with our young people, you know, going through school, everybody's so anxious to get out here to start making money. Well, it takes time to build a business. It takes time to build a house.
You know, I always
have to have a business plan. I have to have plans to build a house.
I always say, don't pray for patience, though, because then God makes you wait.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
And, you know, and oftentimes we just go and we do what we feel like is the right thing to do without taking time out to, you know, realize, well, I have to build a plan. And as a general contractor, you know, as I was saying, I can't just go out and build a house anywhere I feel like it.
You know, so, Tiffany, I love, you know, it's funny because, again, we have a commercial construction company, and I do all the books. My husband does all the outside. But when he was sick at one point of our, you know, our journey, I had to take it over. And it was interesting going out into the world of, you know, my guys working out there. And they were like, well, your wife's prettier, but she's harder. You know, it's like, you know, I'm like, really? Another cigarette? Another smoking? You know, like, we got to get this job done, you know? So it is interesting. And I love that you proceed right through it all. And I would never have thought about how, you know, our life is under construction, and I love talking to you. I love that. I would love to, you know.
So tell us how to get your book.
Yeah.
Well, my book is available where books are sold everywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get the book anywhere. It's Women Under Construction.
Okay.
Building House the Process, and So is Building Your Life. And my website is womenunderconstruction.com.
All right.
And it's Tiffany Tucker.
That's right.
Tiffany Tucker,
I'd love to have you back. We're at the end of our show. I just want to say, Christy, thank you. ParentClick.com, right?
ParentClick.com, Ventura County. Yes,
there you go.
Thank you, Kim.
You're going to be back. She's
Absolutely.
One of our regulars. You'll talk to Christy again. Mm-hmm. Marcia, thank you.
My pleasure.
Matt on our board. Thank you to all my listeners and all my sponsors. And of course, I end all of my show with a mommy moment. And today's is, life can only be understood looking backwards, but it must be lived looking forward. And, you know, we talked about our kids getting older and getting, you know, when they're younger.
I think this is what we talked about all day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, we need to just, you know, really love our journey, make the best of it. And really, you know, like, you know, both of our guests talked about today is really survey your life. Make sure that we're on the right track and have a good foundation. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I want to thank you. And again, like us on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show and tune into my website to hear any of my back shows. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, my mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
City boy, born and raised in South Detroit.